steelhead trout in the San Gabriel Mountains. 100 years ago, streams in the San Gabriel were stuffed full of them, but a century of development and a series of major flood control projects decimated the steelhead population. Now there's an effort to return the fish to local waters. Tim Brick is managing director of the Arroyo Seco Foundation. He's spearheading the effort to reintroduce the steelhead trout to the area. Welcome to Take Two.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
All right, so what is the steelhead trout? Why is it important to the area?
Well, the steelhead is kind of the top of the line, the top of the pyramid of fish species. It's what's called an anadromous fish, which means that it lives in both fresh and salt water.
Wow.
They're born in the mountains, in the upper watershed generally, and then they go out to the ocean. And steelhead would actually go back and forth between the ocean and the mountains during the course of their lifetime, three or four times. And they're cousins of the rainbow trout, which is another native trout. And really, the basic difference between a steelhead and a rainbow trout is that the steelhead goes out to the ocean and lives in salt water, whereas the rainbow trout is kind of captive in the mountains living up there. So there's still rainbow trout in the San Gabriel Mountains that are native. And there's rainbow trout in the Arroyo Seco that are native, but they've had very hard conditions for the last 5 years because of the drought. So we're still trying to find them.
But before we had steelhead trout just crisscrossing the area?
Oh, yeah. It was a real sportsman's dream. It was one of the favorite things to do. People would come into Southern California to go steelhead fly casting, and it was on the sports page. It was covered
in the sports page, really.
And it was the period from 1920 to 1940. The channelization of all the rivers and the dams and all this other stuff came in that really destroyed the conditions for the migration of the fish.
So are they gone, or are there still, you mentioned maybe there's a few left here and there?
Well, the native trout are genetically the same as steelhead.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe that they actually do get out to the ocean sometimes when there's a real big flood. They're like surfers. They ride the wave and they go out to the ocean, but they can't get back because it's so difficult when they get down there to Long Beach and all they see is concrete in front of them. What they want to see are little pools and gravel beds and other kinds of things like that that they can feed in and hide out and then make their way back to the mountains.
We're talking to Tim Brick, Managing Director of the Arroyo Seco Foundation, spearheading the effort to reintroduce the steelhead trout to this area. So how do you do that, Tim? It sounds like something that would be very, very difficult to do, considering that we're in an urban area and it's tough enough to find green space, much less wet space.
It's a very lofty goal, I admit. We're starting in the mountains, and we're starting by trying to assess the conditions for steelhead and other fish in the mountains and trying to improve those conditions as much as possible. And if we can extend the range and improve the conditions for the rainbow trout that are in the mountains, well, that's really the first step. Eventually, for the steelhead really to go out to the ocean and come back again, it's going to require the restoration of the Los Angeles River. And it's going to require some focus on the part of river advocates for reestablishing native fish. Up to now, a lot of the discussion about the LA River and the Arroyo Seco has kind of been, oh, what do we do recreationally? How do we have trails? How do we have things for people?
Mm-hmm.
But really, the test of a good restoration of a river is reestablishing conditions for fish and aquatic species.
Why is it important to bring it back now?
It's a spiritual thing. If you just think of the Arroyo and the LA River as flood channels, you're being robbed, really, of the beauty of nature. And that's a lot of the beauty that brought people to Southern California. But the engineers kind of forgot about that when they went ahead and built their system without thinking about what would be the impact on fish and wildlife. They went ahead in order to solve the flood problem, but they forgot that in doing so, they were going to massively impact these fish and aquatic species. It's really part of our legacy. We're all richer people if there's a healthy ecosystem and there's fish in the stream and there's, you know, wildlife nearby.
Tim, I can imagine, though, that there are going to be a lot of challenges, and you have had a lot of challenges. If I could grant one wish to say, okay, this challenge eliminated, what would it be? What would be the one thing that would get you a little bit closer to your goal?
Well, I think our first big goal, candidly, is the removal of a dam that's about 3.5 miles up the Arroyo Seco stream, up there behind JPL. And it was a dam that was built in 1942. It's called Brown Canyon Debris Dam. And it's just there now, and it's not serving any useful purpose, but it is clogging the stream totally. So it doesn't allow fish to move back and forth through that area, or wildlife, or people even, for that matter. And it's filled up with sediment behind the dam. So it's really kind of a useless structure. So that's kind of the first thing. But really, the big goal is let's have a living river again back in the Arroyo Seco.
Tim Brake is the managing director of the Arroyo Seco Foundation. Tim, thanks a lot.
Thank you.